We take to the air for our third feature. It is about Mike Betts, a hot air balloon pilot. The piece was written again by Derek James, and John Harbin is here to read it.
He was the man who gave generations of people the opportunity to experience their maiden flights in a balloon over Nelson County. His name is Mike Betts. I recently wrote about pilot Glenn Barrett, who in 1973 flew the first hot air balloon over the city and the county for decades, with Timothy Coleman, chairman of Eastern County's newspapers, his passenger. He enjoyed it so much the newspaper bought a balloon, Boadicea, and donated it to the UEA so a club could be formed. Mike, who was working at HMSO in Norwich, joined the club in the same year, and in 1975, Glenn suggested he might like to train to get his pilot's license. So the training began with new pilot John Bengerfield. He passed with flying colours, and over the next few years, Mike became the main pilot for the popular and much-loved UEA Balloon Club. Boadicea was a busy balloon, attending many events across East Anglia. You may have been one of the passengers. But time was telling on poor Boadicea. The nylon fabric became more porous and no longer airworthy. Its last flight was in 1980, and it was donated to the British Balloon and Airship Club in Newbury. Sadly, the days of the club at the UEA came to an end. Mike went on to design and build his own full-size 56,000 cubic foot home-built hot air balloon, Hedger, in 1980-81 in his garage at Drayton and formed the Wensum Valley Balloon Club. Over the next 20 years, the club received sponsorship for new balloons from Archant and Smith & Pinching, who recognised the huge potential of aerial advertising, and the balloons appeared regularly at events such as the Royal Norfolk Show and the Aylsham Show. In the early days of modern ballooning, it was quite a hazardous sport, with deflation panels held together with Velcro and nothing to support the heavy burner assembly when landing. But it was constantly becoming safer, making less noise to avoid frightening animals. The ingenious introduction of motorized fans to cold inflate the balloon envelope also made the initial stage of the inflation safer and easier. One of the top priorities for balloonists has always been keeping good relations with farmers, and the British Balloon and Airship Club and the National Farmers Union have created officer jobs to coordinate this important work, said Mike. Also in the 1980s, competition ballooning has become very popular, where the pilot had to use his skill to ride the winds and try to get the balloon to fly as close as possible to a pre-declared goal. As a result, the British Hot Air Balloon Championship became a very popular annual event. Every balloon flight is an adventure and full of excitement from the beginning to the end. Selecting the right weather, light winds, is extremely important, and when you take off, it is a leap into the unknown because you do not know in advance where you are going to land, says Mike. When you are flying, you are travelling with the winds, so you do not feel the wind passing your face, and there is something quite romantic about the whole experience. There is lots to see throughout the flight, and the rise and fall of the balloon has an added level of visual pleasure, where everything looks so much bigger or smaller from different heights above the ground. The wind direction changes at different heights, and selecting a suitable landing field with no animals or electricity power wires becomes a priority, and the approach and return to Mother Earth always adds to the adrenaline rush, he adds. And there was also the added pleasure after an evening flight, with the chance to visit so many different pubs for the essential flight debriefing and sampling many of the wonderful Norfolk brewed cask ales that went on to be Mike's second career over the next 20 plus years. One of Mike's dreams came true in 1989 when he had the pleasure of flying the Charles Wells Brewery special-shaped beer barrel balloon, G-Pint, from the Royal Norfolk Showground. But times were changing. In 2001, there was a nationwide outbreak of foot-and-mouth disease, and all balloons in the UK were grounded for a large part of the year. This had a devastating effect on ballooning in the UK, as it was virtually impossible for pilots to keep their licence current without flying, and large numbers of pilots retired, including Glenn and Mike. For many years, it became strange not seeing balloons flying regularly over Norwich, but ballooning in Norfolk has made a gradual recovery with a new generation of pilots and new giant 16-man balloons becoming more popular with commercial operators and sponsors. Mike said, "Looking back on my many happy years of balloon flying, I owe a huge vote of thanks to Glenn Barrett for bringing the sport of hot air ballooning to Norfolk, and also to my wonderful wife Janet for her support all those times when my hobby took priority over normal family life. Now, at the ripe old age of 78, I cannot believe that it is over 50 years since I became an aeronaut and had the pleasure of knowing that hundreds, if not thousands of people, have had the opportunity to experience their first flight in a balloon over Nelson's County."
Thank you, John.